What's good, family? This is Zach Mahaffey, and you're listening to the 520 Collective Podcast, where music meets ministry and the indie artist takes center stage. Be sure to check out King's Rings, the new EP brought to you by me and my brother YJO, available everywhere June 21st. Let's go!
Super Bowl rings, yeah, we got those crowns and lights in the air.
Let's go get problems. Yeah.
520 Collective, where music meets ministry and the indie artist takes center stage.
Take a ride through my old town, old me, old Sean. Might need boats, cry oceans. Here float down my old child. Feel so broke, no hope around here. Been trying to cope since like 01. Better slow down for your cosign. You might owe Sean.
All right, what's good, fam, and welcome to the 520 Collective Podcast, where music meets ministry and the indie artist takes center stage. This episode of the podcast is being brought to you by Honest T Ministries. Honest T recently dropped his newest single, Pisalo Bien, Stomping the Villain, which is available now on all major digital outlets. The Arizona MC partnered up with BJ Maldonado to create this high-energy track. To get more info on Honest T, you can check out his artist page on 520 Collective by going to artist.520collective.info, and make sure you hit up your favorite digital music outlet and check out Pisalo Bien now. So we are in the field on the Track Stars Podcasting Network. This is Eric Boston. I'm here with Nate Shelton. Nate, how you doing this month, bro?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Man, you know, I'm doing all right. It's summertime. Get a little bit of break with school being out, even though I've got some grad school classes I'm taking. So we'll see how it ends up feeling. But other than that, man, it's good.
Good, good, good. Yeah, it's starting to get that summer feel out here as well. So definitely itching to get some stuff done this summer.
Awesome. Well, Nate, man, we want to make sure we also give a shout out to Zach Mahaffey for doing our opening drop this month and remind people to grab his new project, King's Rings, with a fellow Enoch Flow Records member YJO. That's dropping on June 21st. So make sure you guys go and cop that, support what those guys over at EFR have going on, man. That, you know, they're doing so much for CHH, and Zach, man, it's awesome just seeing him, you know, growing. So make sure that you guys check that out. I know it's one that I'm looking forward to being able to hear that project.
Yeah, definitely. Zach is definitely, you can tell, hear the growth in all of his songs he's putting out. So be interesting to hear what he's got with this one coming out too.
Definitely. So Nate, man, let's play a little catch up, man. What's happened over the last month?
Things have been growing at 520. Definitely got some exciting stuff going on. Artists that we are helping out are growing as well. Osei's doing his thing over there, Mitch Durrell, even Trutha. You know, a lot of good stuff going on. Things constantly changing, growing, you know, kind of seeing how this thing plays out. We're only 6 months in, so definitely been a fun ride this last month. Last month has been just as fun as the rest of them.
Yeah, man. So, you know, last month we held our Lion's Den Challenge. And Little Red was able to take home the top spot in that challenge, and we're excited. We're working on getting that song put together, you know, put it out. It's going to feature both Little Red and then our first bars challenge winner, Just Joseph, along with Oze and Offline PK on that track. So we're going to be looking forward to that. You know, we'll have our next challenge coming up probably around August. So, and we got a pretty cool plan for that as well. You know, Nate, I wanted to make sure to mention, if you're an artist and you're listening and you're like, man, you know, maybe I've just kind of been observing from the outside, seeing what's going on with this whole 520 thing. But you're thinking, okay, maybe it's time for me to jump in and get involved. You know, get my music up on their platform. We've actually got a pretty cool introductory package that we have put together that we're running now through the end of June. So you've got a couple of weeks that you can, you know, take advantage of this. You know, hit us up if you haven't, you know, done any promo or anything like that before. You can get an individual artist page on 520collective.com. You get a website, month-long ad spot, and a social media package all for one low introductory rate. So make sure you hit us up, either DM us on Twitter or Instagram, or send us an email at 520collective@gmail.com. You know, myself, Nate, our boy Jeremy that helps out with social media, will be glad to help get you into that package.
Yeah, it's a great new deal we got going, you know, try and help everybody out. It's a great, I mean, if I was an artist, I would definitely take this deal, take us up on this offer. Really not going to get a much better package out there for this rate going right now. So definitely be something to jump on if you're looking to get your name out there some more.
Yeah, man, if you're dropping some summer vibes and want to just get that featured through 520, man, we will get you hooked up. You know, like I said, you can hit us up on social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All of it is at 520CHH, guys. So just type that in, pull us up. And then, of course, you can hit up 520collective.com. Contact us through our Gmail. Check out some of those different options that we have available to you to help help promote and let us support what you got going on in your music. So Nate, you know, we threw out the 520 social medias. If they want to talk to you directly about, you know, maybe this intro package that we're rolling out, or just how they can, you know, get their music up on the site, where are they going to contact you at, man?
Well, on Twitter, I am at @IM_NateDog. You can find me there. That's I keep everybody up to date on all the independent music going out, coming out. And if you got music you want to make me aware of, you can hit me up there. Also, you can email me directly at nathaniel.520collective@gmail.com. That's Nathaniel, N-A-T-H-A-N-I-E-L, @520collective@gmail.com. Sorry about that.
No worries. And guys, man, the easiest way to get a hold of me is hit me up on Twitter. If you go to @EricBoston and the number 3, that is @EricBoston3, then I will be glad to connect with you there. Send me a DM. You know, let's chop it up. I look forward to all the people I get a chance to come across and just interact with. But Nate, I think it's about that time, man. You know, this is always an exciting part of the podcast. It may be, you know, my favorite, where we take a song from our podcast submissions throughout the month. We pick one and then we listen to it. We're going to talk about it, break it down. So I'm ready to dive into it. Why don't you give us the rundown on what we are going to be listening to and talking about this month?
Well, this month we have the privilege of listening to Trutha Rap's new single, The Hard Way. A very good song. Of course, we got our five key aspects of it we look at: the hook, the mix and master, the production, writing, and the flow. So those are what we break the song down into, kind of give our thoughts on what we thought about the song and those aspects. So this month we are going to start with the hook.
And okay. Well, before we start with that, man, how about we play the song real quick?
That would probably be a good start.
but guys, when we come back on the other side from the song, we're going to start with that hook. So make sure you pay attention. It's a great song by our dude Trutha. And here it is. It is The Hard Way.
Ayo, they say the ways of a transgressor is hard. Best they wanna learn the hard way. Go. They wanna go the hard way. Man, they putting on a show in the Broadway. Told them get up out of God's way before they gotta learn the hard way. They wanna go the hard way. Man, they putting on a show in the Broadway. Told them get up out of God's way. Before they gotta learn the hard way. Young boy had to take one to the chin. Trying to run away from sin when we get it in. This way you only stand for the dove. When nobody look, you pulling out the goose in the hen. I swear it's cool, but I ain't no fool. My God is not mock, he already paid the dues. Now this the major cue, was a slave to blues. Now I'm a slave to truth, not entertaining dudes. Yo, time to put in the work. I cannot listen, my mission comes first. Numb to the critics, man, I'm feeling the hurt. But when it's my time to eat, you know I'm about to get dessert. Never at a loss, but they getting on my nerves. Had to hit them with the swerve, cause they didn't like the word. I told them, yes, sir. Truth to with the gift, no holiday. Too many dudes crossing over to the harder way. They wanna go the hard way. Man, they putting on a show in the Broadway. Told them, get up out of God's way before they gotta learn the hard way. They wanna go the hard way. Man, they putting on a show in the Broadway. Told them, get up out of God's way before they gotta learn the hard way. This is how we coming all year. Had to conquer the fear. Now tell them that we here.
Y'all tell them that we here.
When I graduated, almost brought me to tears. Yeah. Trying to put my brothers on the higher knowledge. Wanna see them live life and pay homage. In the midst of homicide, I'm just trying to help these dudes turn the tide. Man, I'm tired if I'm being honest. Bro. Used to be a troublemaker, now I'm looking to the maker. Now I'm cooking with the sauce, cause I got the Lord's favor. Ooh. Didn't love my neighbor, and that was a sign that I need the Savior. I thought I was justified, but really was a traitor. Yeah. Was sort of like Judas. Go. I was living in clueless. Fighting with all the thorns in my flesh, he won't remove it. Yeah. The same God that moves mountains to correct the foolish. Cause ignorance can be fixed, but ain't no help in the stupid. Stupid. They wanna go the hard way. Man, they putting on a show in the Broadway. Told them get up out of God's way before they gotta learn the hard way. They wanna go the hard way. Man, they putting on a show in the Broadway. Told them get up out of God's way before they gotta learn the hard way.
All right, and this song breakdown is being brought to you by Show Me Christ Records in St. Louis, Missouri. Show Me Christ is sponsoring the Gospel Showcase 2019. That's on Sunday, June 30th in St. Louis. This art production will be located at 2643 Cherokee Street, and that begins at 5 p.m. Central Time. Show Me Christ is inviting all of 520's listeners to attend. You know, tickets can be purchased at showmechristrecords.com/events. So if you are in and around the St. Louis area, make sure you grab a ticket, head over to the Gospel Showcase 2019 on Sunday, June 30th, and show support for our friends over at Show Me Christ Records, doing some really cool stuff, really good people. I know they are holding it down for CHH there in the Lou. So love to hear about people heading out, supporting that event. Let us know what you think if you get a chance to attend. So, Nate, obviously, you said you want to start with the hook. I think that's a great place for us to jump into, talking about Truth is the Hard Way.
So, break down the hook a little bit here. It was a very solid hook. It was good. He talks about the hard way, you know, repeated that phrase throughout the hook. It was, the hard way, had to do with the hard way. Really didn't think... There was nothing really flashy about it. It's just very solid. The one thing I wasn't quite fond of, to me, it didn't really stand out too much from the rest of the song. Kind of blended in with the verse and the rest of the bars of it. So that'd probably be one thing I would have fixed on this aspect of it. Like I said, it was solid, but just didn't really grab your attention because. Obviously, that's why they call it a hook. It hooks you in and grabs you, but it didn't have that aspect to me on this song. What did you feel about the hook?
I thought it was a pretty good hook. Not the best one I've heard. It's definitely not the worst. I'm with you. I like that that kind of theme that he has going on there. You know, it's like, hey, figure it out now, so you don't have to figure it out the hard way, right? Yeah, so I thought that the premise behind it was very solid. You know, one thing I liked was you could tell that Truther was kind of playing with that inflection in his vocals on this hook, which I thought was added a nice little element. It made, you know, it changed it a little bit, but I get what you're saying on how there's not a drastic difference between the hook and what he did on the verses. You know, it does kind of run into each other a little bit, but overall I felt like it was pretty solid. I mean, you know, I think it's kind of just that vibe, that feel of the hook that stuck with me. It wasn't like I was sitting there repeating it word for word, but you know, I could definitely see it, you know, like in a live show setting, you know, sitting there, you know, and people hitting those whenever he comes in the hard way, you know. So overall, I would say, you know, a decent hook.
Yeah, that's how I felt the same way about that as well. We're gonna look at the mix and master now. Again, very solid. The vocals and beat, I thought, felt blended very well. His vocals didn't get lost in the beat at any point, and I thought they were pretty even all the way around. So I think, like I said, it was solid. It did its job on it. I don't know who mixed and mastered it, if he did that himself or had somebody else do it, but all around, I thought it was a very good job.
Yeah, I felt like the mix and the master was pretty good. You know, one thing that's that we can compare it with, you know, he Truther dropped a song, and I'm gonna lose it, the party song that he dropped on SoundCloud, right? And when you compare these two, I mean, obviously there's this kind of stigma behind releasing a song on SoundCloud, right, where kind of the expectation is that the quality is not as good, whatever the case may be. And here, while the SoundCloud track was okay, you know, there was a big difference between it and what we got on The Hard Way, which was a much bigger release for Truther. And so it's nice being able to compare it. Like, okay, so maybe the party song that he released on SoundCloud, maybe he did that all right. And you could tell that he stepped it up on this one when it came to getting those finishing touches on it. Yeah, I mean, not too much that I'm going to be nitpicky about. Obviously, I think it's the case with pretty much anything. There's always that room to improve it. But there wasn't anything that turned me off in the final product of this song. So I thought the mix and the master was done very well. I don't know specifically on this song, we'd have to check with him, but I do know that Truther has been working on, you know, his mixing ability. So it's very possible that he did the mixing and had someone master it or vice versa. Which, you know, if that indeed was the case, I will say that, you know, he done a solid job there.
Yeah, you're talking about the SoundCloud song and this song. You can definitely know if in fact he was involved in this process of it. You can definitely tell some growth was in there between the two songs. So, with that in mind, we're going to jump down to the writing. The writing was good. I did like the writing aspect of this. Again, it's not a song where a lyrical song that you're gonna catch phrases that make you stop, go back, catch your attention, and just make you want to, hey, what was that he said, and skip back and listen to it again. But it works out as kind of like we talked about last month with Little Red, and you were talking about listening to the music in the background, doing something else. It just flows like that. It's a great song like that, and I thought the writing fit that mode as well. is solid writing, but nothing dramatic, you know, like you said, not lyrical masterpiece here, but very solid writing job by Trutha on this song. Is that kind of what you came away with as well?
Yeah, so here's what I really, really like about what Truth is doing in the songs that he is putting together. So, you know, we've seen a decent amount of growth from him in a very short amount of time. And, you know, The Hard Way is one example of that. You know, so some people probably may not know this, but he's working on a new project that's going to be coming out later this year. And he actually sent me another song that's going to eventually be a single soon. And whenever I compared it with The Hard Way, you know, the one thing that I took away from it is, man, Truth is starting to figure out how to live up to his name, right? Like, he's figuring out how to be honest in his writing, you know. And, you know, you get a lot of artists who say, well, I'm transparent, blah, blah, blah. But there's still that those certain things that they don't want to talk about, right? They're just not there. Trutha is getting to a point where he's not afraid to hit on whatever, right? And that's what I'm loving seeing from him, is that ability to hit to write about any subject and lay it out there. And not only that, but then his writing comes across like a conversation. It's like he's sitting there telling someone about what it is, you know, his focus on these tracks. He's telling them a story, right?
That's a great way to put it, because, you know, his music's not in your face. It's very just out there. But, you know, like you said, it's having a conversation with somebody sitting down with.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I'm loving about him. And I think that ability to, you know, go forward and go headstrong into whatever the focus of each track may be, I think that's what's going to push him up up that ladder as he keeps climbing in his music. And I'm here for it. I think, you know, whenever you got that ability to seriously anything that comes up, you can sit down and write about it and do so in a way where, you know, it doesn't feel forced. I think that's a big thing. You know, it doesn't feel like he's saying, okay, I've got to write this. No, it's like, cool, let me tell you my experience.
Yeah, it definitely just kind of flows out, you know. It's not forced writing like you talked about, but it is very natural for him, and you can hear that in the song. So I thought, like we said, like we talked about, it's really good writing. Just it's good, solid writing, but not anything that will stop and make you think, because he doesn't have that phrasing that catches your attention, but the message is there. Very good message. And like you said, in the last few months that we've worked with him, you and I have both noticed a lot of growth with him. I know in the past I have listened to a couple songs, and there's a couple that were rough, but in the last couple singles that he's been putting out, I've noticed a huge difference. And this one was another solid song from him coming out.
So far this is probably my favorite song that he is that he's put out.
So. Oh yeah, definitely. I would agree with you on that as well. So that leads us kind of naturally, right? No pun intended. Naturally into the flow of the song. It's a steady flow. Just very consistent, smooth. Not a lot of switching it up a bit, which I don't know if that would have even fit the song at all. Very solid flow. Just, like I said, really smooth, easygoing. Kind of fits his style to begin with. So that was my take on his flow on that. What did you hear when you listened to it?
So like his writing, I'm going to say that it's really nice seeing Truth of Grow in the flow in his delivery on these tracks. I think what you have here is when you listen to maybe a few of the earlier songs, right? There were times where it almost felt like there was some hesitancy in there, where he wasn't quite sure, wasn't maybe fully confident in what he was doing. But now he's starting to find this lane that fits him, right? That fits in to what he wants to do as an artist. And I think, you know, that's one of the biggest hurdles. I mean, that right there can kill an artist sometimes, right? Like, they just can't find that thing that's them. And Trutha is finding that. You know, is this a perfect song? No. Is it the best song that Truth is going to put out? I don't think so. Because I think he's finding that like I said, that just that space that fits him. And as he resides in that space, it's going to get better as he goes. So I liked it. I think it's, you know, I know I just said it. You know, this is probably my favorite song by him to this point. And that's not by coincidence. You know, he did a lot of really good stuff here. One of those being that flow pattern.
Yeah, I think maybe in the future from him, and I don't know if this is something he'd be comfortable with or not, but maybe switching it up a little bit, maybe punching a little bit harder with the vocals, you know, kind of, you know, like just switching up, kind of catching people a little bit differently.
Yeah, but, and I think that's something
if he's comfortable with that.
Yeah, well, that's just something that, you know, goes along with, you know, that confidence and that, you know, being comfortable with it, you know. So I it's something that I fully expect out of Trutha as we move forward. Like I said, I think we're gonna see, we're gonna see some really good steps when he drops this project. I truly believe that, because we've seen it with these couple of singles leading up to it. And, you know, that's just my expectation for the project.
Yeah, like we've said throughout here, though, his growth has been noticeable as he's been putting out these singles. So he definitely makes me interested for the project he's coming out. So, gonna wrap this up with the production category. This is more your lane than mine, your expertise. I thought the beat was nice. And like we've talked about, he's been working, finding out where his lane is and what his sound is going to be like. Wasn't a beat that really stands out and makes you take notice, but it was very solid. Like to hear something maybe a little bit more that stands out in the future, but the progress, overall the production was very nice. Good quality to it. How did you feel about the production?
I enjoyed the production on this. I thought that, you know, his vocals and that flow worked well with the production. You know, there wasn't a point where I was listening to it and it was like, man, I don't know, that there's just something off. You know, it wasn't like I was like, dude, I'm ready for this song to be over at any point. And for me, whenever you're talking about production, that's how I'm initially judging it, right? Like, okay, is it appealing to my ear, right? Does it make me say, okay, I can ride with this, you know? Or do I want to turn it off? You know, I mean, here's the thing, Nate, you know, with 520, you know, we get a lot of music submissions, videos, whatever. And then obviously most people know that I do video submissions with Trackstars, right, as well. And I mean, completely honest with you, man, like there's sometimes where you you just hear a track and you can just tell in those first few seconds before the artist even says anything, like, man, this production's gonna be terrible. And it's frustrating sometimes, where it's like, you know, you try to listen to it, you know, at least give the artist a chance, right, to save it. And there's times where it's like, man, this artist could, you know, this could be a good track, you know, because the artist he's not doing anything bad, but the production is just not there, or he picked the wrong one, you know. And so the hard way, man, like, I liked it, you know, I liked it. I could vibe with it. Like you said, it's, it may not be the, you know, one of the top, you know, your go-to tracks, you know, that's on your playlist or whatever the case may be, but it's one that you can put on, enjoy it, and it not, you know, kill your listening experience.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, it's definitely something that I wouldn't go out of my way to skip. I mean, if it's playing, I'm gonna let it play because it sounds good. It's just the overall feel of the song is very easy, smooth sound to it, and he did a really, really, really good job. So I'm excited and to see where this project goes that he's got coming out. Just definitely, you can tell he's, like we've said, he's finding where he's at in this CHH world, and he's starting to grab a hold of it now. So definitely got exciting things, excited to see where he comes out on the other side on this.
Okay. So let me ask you this, Nate. I mean, obviously Hardway's been out for a minute. Did it make it onto We Got the Sauce?
It did. It is actually on the Sauce playlist. When it plays, it plays. You know, not gonna lie, there's a couple times on the playlist you gotta skip a couple songs here and there, but this one isn't one of them. It's, like I said, it's very easy, smooth, listen to. Just kind of something you can ride to sometimes. So overall, for a score for me out of 10, I would probably give it a 7. Very solid, solid song. So that's where I rate it on my scale.
Yeah, and dude, I mean, it seems like this happens pretty often with us, but I mean, that's exactly where I was in my head with this. Is I would give it a 7 out of 10. You know, it's above average. It's got room to improve, but it's a very solid offering, especially something that's going to be, you know, setting up and leaning into a project. Like, I mean, I think, you know, it's a song that it makes me want to make sure I check out that project when it drops.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, very, very good stuff from Trutha. Can't wait for that project to drop, see what he's got in store for us.
For sure, for sure. Nate, man, so that kind of wraps up our song breakdown. Once again, guys, we listened to The Hard Way by Trutha. Nate, is there anything that you want to shout out or anything before we head over to this industry insider interview for this month?
Well, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, so I think I'm good. How about you?
Man, you know, I definitely, you know, want to, like I said, you know, just shout out, just shout out, you know, the whole 520 click, man. You know, the guys, if you haven't checked it out, we've got a GroupMe chat that you can be a part of. You know, that information is available on 520collective.com. Lots of good people, man. And I want to, you know, just give a shout out because a lot of them are putting in work this month, man. We had several guys that are in the chat drop music this month. Some really good music, getting a lot of love for it. So, you know, shout out to guys like, you know, Mitch Durrell, Oze, Just Joseph, Cody Free, man, I know I'm a nameless saint, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, put out some quality music, and I feel like I'm probably missing some. Nate, you might be able to bat me up there, but
there's a few I'm sure that we're missing. So if you didn't get a shout out there, don't think we didn't forget about you.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, check out these guys that are rocking with this. TC dropped his project, Imperfect Bill.
That's a very good project too.
Yeah. So, man, just a lot of talent that's hanging around what's going on at 520, and we definitely want to show love for those guys. And thank you guys for listening to the podcast as well and supporting this month to month, supporting the platform. You know, we're definitely thrilled that you tuned in to listen, and we are excited to bring you this month's Industry Insider interview. It was a great conversation that we had. I think you're going to really enjoy it. So make sure you stick around and check out our Industry Insider interview with Calvin Venus. All right, guys, this Industry Insider interview is being brought to you by The Bookkeeper 24/7. Are you someone that loves both Christian hip-hop and social media? Would you enjoy using those interests to impact the CHH culture for the kingdom? The Bookkeeper 24/7 is currently looking to add a social media intern to their team. Gain experience being a part of one of CHH's most established platforms with an engaged audience. Help promote the latest going on at thebookkeeper247.com, as well as music from your favorite artist. Go to thebookkeeper247.com now to contact about this great opportunity. And guys, we're excited this month on this Industry Insider interview. Joining me on the Trackstars Podcasting Network phone line, he's a Billboard charting sound engineer. He is the food audio himself, the one and only Mr. Calvin Venus. How you doing, man?
What's up, mate? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, man. I'm excited to have you on the show. Obviously, you know, me and you have connected over the last, several months, man. And, I love what you're doing. And, guys, if you don't know who Calvin is, so he's the man responsible for Tone Crafters out of Houston. You've probably heard some of their artists, Mesa Montana, Spees. I mean, they've got a lot of really cool stuff going on there. Just give us a little bit of a rundown of what's been going on with Tone Crafters and maybe just a brief history on it, man.
Yeah, sure. Tone Crafters, we consider ourselves more of a boutique label. We don't plan to be big. We don't even plan to make a huge lot of profit, which may sound strange at the outset. The reason being is because our mission really is to put quality music that honors Christ out in the forefront. When you're thinking about profit as the be-all and end-all, sometimes, only sometimes, you can compromise your product, your output. And so that may mean that our output may be slow, but when it lands, it's of the highest possible quality that we could ever, do. You know, we literally put blood, sweat, and tears into every project. There's a lot more planned for this year. And so that's what you can expect for Tone Crafters. We have put out projects for Spees, Mesa Montana. It's not just hip hop, because obviously 520 is predominantly hip hop. We do neo soul as well with Chance Thomas. We recently signed an artist, which we will reveal soon. She's another neo soul artist, and everybody can sort of sing and rap at the same time. It's quite interesting. It makes us a bona fide creative collective.
For sure. Well, Calvin, you know that I love what you guys are doing, man. And I think the more, I mean, the more that you guys put out, man, people are going to love it and enjoy it. Because like you said, it is more than hip hop. But above all, no matter what the genre is, it's quality that you guys are putting out.
We're trying, man. It really does take, it's a high calling, really. Like whatever job that you decide to do, if you're to really honor the Lord, like when you really put your mindset in everything into the craft, then you feel that you have to be consecrated. Like you pray yourself in, you pray yourself out, and you endeavor through prayer throughout the whole project from start, middle, and end.
For sure. Well, man, so I don't know if anyone's picking up on it yet or not, because you do such a good job of hiding it. But I mean, obviously, there's a little bit of an accent there. You know, it doesn't sound like that native Texas accent either. Why don't you tell people where you're from?
All right. Well, I'm from London, born and raised. I've been in Houston, Texas for about 7.5 years. I married a native Estonian. My parents are from the Caribbean, and I've got family around the world. So I will consider myself British first. But you know, I have dealings and partnerships and relationships with people around the world, and so yeah, I'm always constantly speaking to, I'm listening to world accents every day.
Awesome. So what caused you to land in Houston?
So I met my wife on Christian Mingle, which shocks everybody. It shocks even me every time I say it, because it wasn't something that I thought was even possible. But a really long story made super short. I'm a huge Arsenal Football Club fan, and I happened to be watching an away game, because I used to go to all the home games, on my TV, and my non-Christian friend sort of called me out and said, well, now you're no longer a DJ, so you used to be a professional DJ, and you know, I don't have girls coming in and out. He said, so now are you living your life like a nun? And it hit me, because I was like, why am I feeling so convicted by what he was saying? And a lot of it is because I literally rejected circles, moved away from certain people, which was easier than you think, actually, because I just wanted to be surrounded by faith-based people or none at all. Like, I was really fired up for the Lord. Still am, but not the way that I was then. And I went upstairs after the game because I was losing to our bitter rivals, and I started looking for Christian dating sites.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so Christian, yeah, I could have been in France and met someone in France and could have been in Germany, but I just flew to Houston probably 6 times on these long-term dates, and here I am.
Awesome.
Never look back.
Well, man, we're glad you're here. I can tell you that, man. You know, I love the relationship that we've been able to kind of build here between 520 and Tone Crafters and what you guys have going on. You know, we're excited. There's some cool stuff, you know, on the horizon, I think, between the two of us that I'm definitely excited about. So, you know, me and you were chatting there for a minute before we got rolling with the podcast. And one thing that is very important to you, being, you know, both the sound engineer and the head of a boutique label, you're telling me is integrity in music. And, you know, as we kind of talked about that, man, I couldn't agree with you more on it. You know, that's something that, you know, 520 hopes to instill in these independent artists that, you know, that we're trying to make this platform for, is, you know, make sure you've got that integrity, make sure you're doing stuff the right way. Why don't you tell us, what does, you know, having that integrity in music mean to you?
Yeah, so I guess it comes fresh in mind. You know, I work with people around the world as a mix engineer, which is, I guess, my core craft. I work with, you know, people in 11 different countries. So that's different time zones, different ways of communication, be it Telegram, WhatsApp, Instagram, email, Facebook, you know, Twitter sometimes. I don't think I've actually done much correspondence via Twitter. But integrity and professionalism is so key. And the funny thing is, sometimes you don't have the luxury of actually speaking to them over the phone like we are right now. So, you know, what comes to mind is in Colossians 3:23, it reads, whatever you do, work it at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord and not for human masters. And so, like, I literally wear that in my chest, and it kind of bears me down a little bit sometimes. Sometimes you just want to get a project over and done with because you're not into it that much. And that can happen. But, like, as soon as you forget about the individual per se and start focusing that, you know, on God and just knowing that He is objectively your Lord and Master, the one that you actually work for, that you get provision from, that you, so we can feed our families, it kind of changes the dynamic and changes your relationship with other people. And then you have an opportunity to kind of emit the love of God in Christ through you, through your communication, no matter what you do. And so I had the blessed opportunity of kind of like having these wonderful relationships with people around the world. And, you know, here in the United States, through Tonecrafters, and, you know, just to see like my love for the Father in heaven, you know, actually been played out and actually seeing people reciprocate that, is a great form of evangelism as far as I'm concerned. Because let's face it, not every person that claims to be a Christian is a Christian. And so, you know, the amount of people that you lean into to pray for, you know, everything I do is more than just mixing and mastering. Every project I do, showered in prayer, showered with love and grace, because, you know, sometimes things don't go the way that you want it to. You know, maybe a client doesn't seem to quite understand what they're asking for, and they may have a problem trying to interpret it. But, you know, you must show grace, you must show kindness. You may be going a little bit over budget, but like, it's an opportunity to kind of win, you know, someone's attention. And when you're illustrating that you're doing this for God, they really believe you when you say that. And, you know, I don't know if you have Chick-fil-A where you are, but I kind of, you know, I say my pleasure the same way that they do. Like, it's a coin of phrase that everybody jokes that Chick-fil-A does. But when you really, really think about it, is it really your first pleasure? It should be your pleasure to honor the Lord. And so I try to embody that as much as I can. I mean, I'm human too. You know, there's times I'm like, oh, I'm glad I've seen the back of that client. And, you know, I'm pretty sure some of my clients are listening to this, and I'm pretty sure it's not you.
All right.
We're still working together. So,
well, yeah. So speaking of your clients, you know, one of your clients is a good friend of myself. And that's how you and I were able to get connected, right? And, you know, one thing he told me whenever he was kind of, you know, filling me in about what you had going on and everything, and saying, you know, you really need to get connected with this guy, Calvin. One thing he told me that really stood out and made me want to, you know, be able to talk to you was, he was saying, you know, I've had several songs that have been mixed and mastered by Calvin. And the one thing he does different than anyone I've seen is, like, he spends time and he prays over my music as he's working on it. And he's like, and I just feel like, you know, that makes a huge difference in the end product. And man, I'll tell you, that really stood out to me. And I think, you know, hearing what you're saying right now, I mean, that's just another example of, you know, what you're saying here with, as far as like with the integrity and doing everything as to the Lord. I mean, is that something that you kind of always did, or is that something that just one day you're like, man, I really should be doing this?
Another long story made short. So I graduated from the University of West London, which was the London College of Music and Media, doing music production. And I felt like I always, because I wasn't a Christian then, I always, you know, just like any other non-Christian, I guess, self-fulfilling, selfish, you know, I felt that every success was because I did it, and nothing could be attributed to the Lord. And, you know, the Lord sufficiently knocked me off my horse and revealed that he is God to me. And I haven't looked back since. In fact, I actually quit music for a good 3-4 solid years. And then when I moved to Houston, I sort of came here with an old 2012 MacBook Pro and a pair of iPod headphones, which was working perfectly in one ear. And I literally started my business with that. And I just, it was something that I just, I think I picked up from somebody, I'm not too sure, so I can't credit him, but he said, like, what's the point downloading illegal software? It doesn't look good to your clients, whatever. I know he was a Christian, but he was talking to a secular audience, but he didn't really reveal the true nature of what he was saying. But for me, it resonated. I was like, how can I use illegal software to do the Lord's work? And unfortunately, a lot of people in the Christian music industry do that, and they think that it's okay, you know. And for me, I'm like, wow, like, let's not, like I said, consecrate in your hands. Like, let's really go with the mindset that this could save someone's life. So let's give it all integrity. Let's make it sound as good as we can make it. And then, you know, I really get into the lyrics, because I'm hearing it 1,000 times over and over again as I'm trying to mix it. And then as I'm finishing it, before I let the client know it's coming, you know, I pray over it. Like, you know, I hope that it just reaches at least one, you know. And that's always my mindset, at least one. We want that person. Because you never know, man. I'm pretty sure there's a song in your life. There's a turning point, or you needed that song at the right particular moment. And you played it over and over and over again because it was uplifting. It was just what you needed. And I'm, for one, I have the belief that we need more music out there. There's not enough Christian music out there. We need more artists. We need more creativity. We need more along the panoramic soundscape that we have. We want more boom bap trap. Like, we need more in between. We need more acoustic. We need more electronica. Like, we need across the bandwidth here. And I could never work hard enough, fast enough. And, you know, so I really believe, and you never know, you know, you've done music yourself, so there's things that will inspire you. Where would your next inspiration come from? Could something that I'm doing be inspiring to others? Because that's where legacy comes in. And it's not my legacy, it's the legacy of Christ in creating Christian music, and we want to have more of that.
For sure. Man, that's awesome. That's all I know to say is that that's awesome. And I think that is a great example for, you know, a lot of people, especially in the indie culture, the indie part of CHH, man, to hear that message. You know, you got a lot of young guys that's, you know, I mean, everyone thinks they're going to be an artist, right? But, I mean, maybe they end up like me where they're running a platform, or they end up like you where they're helping artists, you know, perfect their music. And man, to hear that, I think that's something that they could strive for even in their artistry, man, to you know, implement and take that next step with it. I wanted to ask you about that. You know, obviously with Tone Crafters, you have found these independent guys, like, you know Mace is one of my favorite guys that I've heard in the last year, right? And you've taken them from being an independent to being a part of a label. Like, what are you looking for whenever you are checking out, like, an independent artist? I mean, like, what's kind of on your checklist, per se? You know, not saying that necessarily to always sign to Tone Crafters or anything like that, but just, like, what makes you think, okay, this guy right here or this girl right here, they have something that I think can take them further?
Good question. I think it's a relationship. Like, I've got to have something they want, and they've got to have something I want. I think that just goes with any sort of relationship, because otherwise it's just pure charity. You see what I mean? And I mean, you've got to be a Christian. You've got to love the Lord. I think that's the major checklist. But then, you know, other than that, you know, just having some sort of a unique talent. I'm a weird guy. Like, in every sense of the word, I'm not your archetypal Brit, as you can probably hear. But then when you see me, you'll be like, oh, wow, that's a British guy. And, you know, I like... So Ness is doing something that not many people are doing. He's technically doing boom bap, but it's kind of got soul trap to it, and it's got different sounds to it. He's got organic instruments, and he's willing to take his time with his craft. Like, he has a message, and it's a lot of it is struggle and honesty, and I just don't hear that much in Christian music. And there's a place for all the preachy music. There's a place for all the lyrically depth music, you know, the dexterity, the double entendres, the skillful wordplay. There's places for all of that. Messages, how he raps is how he talks. And so I'm not seeing, like, a two different persons. Jan Thomas is another person like that. She's, she will hate me for saying this, she's like our Lauryn Hill. She raps and sings. And, you know, how you hear her is how she talks. And for me, that's the je ne sais quoi. That's the little perfection. It's because when you're a true artist and you can literally become and communicate, like, I've seen Chan and Mesa command an audience and captivate them and then lure them into a journey, and then all turn around and say, hey, I go through that too. It's that kind of sameism, is that weism. That's kind of what I'm looking for in an artist. Sometimes I feel like an artist over projects themselves, and then they come across as too ingenuine, or they over project themselves, and you're like, okay, so you're carrying on like a big rapper, but like I see all your material and your quality of music is not matching. What we're trying to do at Tonecraft is just be completely honest about the recording, about what we're saying. We don't put too much effects on everything. We're not trying to be today music. We're trying to be life music. We're trying to be a soundtrack to somebody's life. And we've always had that as the main game plan, you know. We're very conscious of our audience. We know that they are, you know, over 18, under 40. We know that they've grown up with hip hop in the 90s. We know that they've grown up with the creativity of the 90s. They appreciated the diversity of music back then more so than they do now. But at the same time, we do see some of the younger generation appreciate the honesty that they don't hear in today's music. And so we really try to be, you know, I know I said it several times, open, honest, but I think the most important word is probably transparent. You know, we struggle in our faith. And so, you know, everybody knows about the reports of the youth of today leaving the church in droves. So we know that. But I think the problem we have is the lack of honesty and transparency. You know, it's not the faith. That's never been the problem. It's just they just got uncomfortable with themselves amongst Christians.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, you see that it stands out in CHH. You know, I think there's a lot of guys that are tackling those very issues that you're talking about. You know, you've got a lot of people that are trying to be open about, you know, things like anxiety and depression and all these different things that we hear about. And it makes for a very interesting space that the culture is in right now, compared to, you know, when I was coming up, you know, and listening to Christian rap, you know, in the 90s or, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, you know, that dynamic has shifted a little bit. So it's really, you know, it's inspiring. My thing is that I want to see, okay, we're at this point, where's that going to lead us to, you know, down the road? So Matt, I, you know, obviously you are more than just an audio engineer, right? But I mean, that is kind of like what your bread and butter is. I mean, you're a Billboard charting engineer. So I would hate to get off here and not ask you about this. You know, I think that we've noticed a big focus on mixing and mastering. You know, you got people talking about, you know, who's doing, you know, that post-production after the song's recorded and everything else. But as you and I were talking before, you know, we hit record, you know, I think that it's people know that part of it is important, but it's also maybe one of the easier things to try to cut some corners on and save a buck or two. What's your thoughts on it? And just, you know, the position that you're in, I mean, you're an expert at this, right? I mean, what is your advice, you know, when it comes to that mix and master?
If you're an artist, you have to consider yourself a business. And it's funny because artists do consider themselves brands. They're really brand conscious, but they're not product conscious, and that's the problem. Like there seems to be a separation between brand and product, and that's an issue because, you know, making it hot and sounding it good while you're recording with your friend is one thing, but really taking yourself seriously and taking the Lord's work seriously and going to work and getting the extra dough, waiting just 3 or 4 months later to make it sound professional, because you're never going to have a second chance to make the first impression. And in this world, let's face it, you're not just competing with other Christian rappers. You've got to get that out of your head. There's not enough Christian rappers, all right? The amount of work that comes out in the secular world far outweighs any of what happens in Christian music. So there's not enough Christian rappers. So what you need to do is you really need to consider your quality. It's got to match up with your Reach Records, your RMGs. Like, because at the end of the day, that's the bar now, right? And we live in an HD society. No one goes back to SD. No one goes back to standard definition. Why would you? You know. So you know, because we live in an HD society, we have to. We have to get the business right to get the music right. That's what calls it, the music business. And a lot of it's all business, mainly business, and less music. Also, some of the contracts that's going on in the industry is ridiculous. Even in the highest labels, I've seen some horrible contracts being drawn up on the back of envelopes, and you know, there's some bruised prides and some arguments and frustrations between people. That's annoying to hear, because we're supposed to be, you know, the called out ones. And so, you know, be professional, and be professional is just really just having a certain level of integrity and professionalism. Learn your craft, learn the game, so to speak, and speak to brothers. I mean, I'm always available. I'm always talking to people. I'm spending like 4 hours on the phone, because that's part of the nature of the beast. And try and work with people that you believe in, that believe in you.
Awesome. So, if people want to get in touch with you, what is the best way for them to do it? I mean, is it to go through Tone Crafters? You want them to reach out to you through social media? How do people get in touch with you?
Well, I'm into everything. So that I'm accessible everywhere. So if you're on Instagram, you can catch me on at The Food Audio, which is my personal one, or at Tone Crafters. You can catch me on the Tone Crafters website, tonecrafters.com. I'm on Twitter. I'm on, you know, everything. So wherever you feel comfortable, you can catch me on that, and I'm pretty sure you'll supply links.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. We can definitely do that. And then just so that people know, I mean, you do accept work from people. I mean, that's not part of Tone Crafters, right? I mean, you will, if someone hits you up, say, hey, you know, I heard you on 520's podcast. I'm really interested in seeing about maybe getting this song, you know, polished up by you. You're open to that, right?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. In fact, that's my bread and butter. I'm currently building a 1,200 square foot studio, and that's funded primarily from my mixing and mastering. My mixing and mastering is my bread and butter. My nickname is Food, and that's inspired by Matthew 4, for man can't live by bread alone. To just any way I can just remind myself of Jesus. But at the same time, you know, I don't believe in fast food, so you know, you want your food to be cooked slowly, right? Just like a brisket.
So, there you go. Man, you're going to make me hungry right now, man.
Oh, man. Well, I'm in Texas, too, so it's a right? country here. But, the long and short, like, Tonecraft is just basically my playground. It's my way of just kind of being creative, because not many people know I produce, and more people will soon. But I also work with 4 or 5 producers, 3 that is declared through the website, and you know, so we've got beats on there for people to buy. I work with like producers around the world, and it's really not the Calvin Venus show, you know. It's just my way of just kind of pushing my friends and family forward, and I sit very, very far in the back of Tone Crafters. But when you want mixing and mastering done, hopefully you just want mixing and then mastering, because it's very hard to do 2 at the same time. You know, mixing and mastering is frowned upon in the industry, but I do it because people's budgets are low, and I totally get it. And you know, I can get off my high horse and do your mixing and mastering.
for sure. Well, awesome. So I know that you mentioned that it sounds like you got a new artist that you guys are going to be sharing at some point coming up here. So We won't push on that, but like give us one thing that we could be looking forward to coming out of Tone Crafters in the not too distant future.
So we got some follow up projects with Mesa Montana, and it's sounding good. If you like what you heard before, this, I would hate to say that this is better, but this is definitely taking it up another notch. And you know, we've got you know, more of a, I guess, a hybrid album, very much like Lauryn Hill with Chance. And she's an awesome singer, man. Like, she is loved by many people around the country, and she's growing around the world. And soon we're going to get out on a tour. That'll be awesome. Can't wait for that. Speeds is going to be moving on to do some of his own solo projects for a time. His first project was an honor for me because I'm a huge Speeds fan. Huge Speeds fan. So it's sad to see him move away from the Tone Crafters family, but we're still family. We'll still be working together, so that doesn't change. But that does make room for another neo-soul artist. Everybody sounds, it says that she sounds like Erykah Badu. So it's going to be crazy here.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm excited for it, man. And guys, you know, if you like what you hear, you want to check out, you know, the artists that are on the roster for Tone Crafters, or if you want to check out those beats that they have available, or, you know, get in touch with Calvin, you know, check on those engineering services. They just got to go to tonecrafters.com, basically, right?
Yeah, that's right. You can catch everything through there.
Awesome. Awesome, guys. So make sure that you hit up tonecrafters.com, follow Calvin on social media. Like you said, it's at The Food Audio, and really just support what they're doing, guys. They're doing a lot of, you know, really good things that's going to not only help the CHH culture, but I mean, they're just going to, I think, lead that charge to the next steps of where CHH is headed. So guys, we really appreciate you listening this month, checking out the podcast, tuning in for the Industry Insider interview here with Calvin Venus. Before we get out of here, we want to make sure that we give a shout out to our sponsors. That includes Honest Tea, that includes Show Me Christ Records out of St. Louis, Missouri, and of course the Bookkeeper 24/7. Make sure you support them guys as well. And we will be talking to you all next month.